Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions persist about what happened in the minutes before that Army helicopter collided with a regional jet near Reagan National Airport this week. The NTSB says it will release a preliminary report on the crash within 30 days. One issue, air traffic control staffing at the time of the crash and whether there were enough people on the job. We're also learning more about some of the 67 victims.
Among those killed, at least 14 people returning from an elite figure skating camp, including 13-year-old Gina Hahn flying with her mom, while 12-year-old skater and cancer survivor Brielle Beyer was with her mom, Justina. Brielle's dad and brother were waiting for them on the ground. The loss of life devastating the tight-knit skating community.
ABC's Rhiannon Nally. Conspiracy theories about vaccines, secret meetings with dictators, and enemies list. Those topics all brought up during confirmation hearings for three of President Trump's cabinet nominees Thursday. This is ABC News. Bans on handgun sales to Americans under 21, now ruled unconstitutional by a federal appeals court. The law dates back to 1968.
The conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that prohibiting 18 to 20-year-olds from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment and is inconsistent with the nation's historical tradition. Data shows people in that age group are responsible for a disproportionate share of school shootings, comprising 17% of known gun homicide offenders. Experts say it's not clear how the Trump administration will respond, but the case appears likely to be challenged to the Supreme Court.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Experts now think a painting bought at a garage sale in Minnesota for $50 is a genuine work by Vincent van Gogh. The conclusion coming after 4 years of investigation into the painting of a fisherman. The painting still needs to be attributed to him by the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. If confirmed, it could be worth around $15 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. And after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. There are 200 posters ordered, so they should have enough for parents, family, high school students, and community members. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is happening Tuesday, February 4th at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls. Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manaqua. My Thaler Chevrolet of Manaqua is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit my Thaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
Well, today is the day that a lot of people in Door County and Wisconsin in general have been looking forward to. Green and Gold, the movie, opens. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. The story, set largely in Door County, tells the story of Buck, a challenged dairy farmer in the 90s that decides literally to bet it all on a Super Bowl victory and the Green Bay Packers. Craig T. Nelson plays Buck, the struggling dairy farmer. Nelson actually has farming in his background and says that this work, he believes, tells the story of why agriculture is so important. And he had a message for all the farmers in Wisconsin.
You're probably the most important people that we can have in this country, and I mean that sincerely, because the value and the tradition and the beauty of what you do and the hard work, I mean, but there's a resiliency in the American spirit that you carry and that we seem to have forgotten and somehow marginalized you in a way that is just heartbreaking.
Craig T. Nelson, the star of Green and Gold, the movie, with a message to our farmers. You can find theater locations and purchase tickets online. Go to greenandgoldmovie.com. The movie, by the way, underwritten in part by Culver's.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
And our current Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel's been racking up the miles, but this time in the air. She just returned from a trade mission with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin to Vietnam, Singapore, and Malaysia. Heinzel says the Ginseng Board wanted to target that geography in front of their Lunar New Year, which fell on January 29th. In Vietnam specifically, gift giving is an important part of that holiday, and ginseng is a targeted gift. I'm PM Yonke.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started out as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s, total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Right now, it's 15 degrees. 98Q Country.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's alright to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
In the Feel Good here on 98Q Country from Lady A. Starting the morning with me, Gray, in the 98Q Country studios. And yes, folks, yes, indeed, you're coming to the realization. You've said, oh no, the pit has hit the bottom of your stomach. It's Gray again today. Yes, indeed, Gray here in the studio covering for Joel again today. Still just getting the last of that under the weatherness cleared up. So I think he's probably feeling a little bit better. Maybe he just doesn't want to come to work today, folks. Honestly, I got kind of a playing hooky sort of vibe when he was texting me yesterday asking if I wanted to do another morning show. He wasn't saying I'm too sick to do another morning show, but what he wasn't saying, reading between the lines, he was saying, I don't want to do another morning show. And again, he didn't actually say that. He didn't actually text it. There is a certain amount of artistic license taken when I claim that he might not want to be here. And in fact, the more I think about it, that's probably just an out-and-out lie. I probably just made that up. Joel probably really wants to be here, but keep him in your thoughts. He's just healing up a little bit. That the term that I put on the door sign that we hung yesterday was the various viruses. We really don't know which of the big five that are going around right now have made their way into the studio, but couple of us down yesterday, so thank you so much for your patience there. I'll be hanging out with you today in the studio until about 10 o'clock when we hand it to Mike McKay, and then yes, indeed, I will be back at 2 for an evening show, afternoon show, 2 to 7 today, and yes, I will be tired, but that's kind of the default state, so it's not going to change much from normal. Taking a look at some scores from yesterday, of course, we had right here on 98Q Country, Prentice at Shawamigan, Buccaneers at Eagles, 54-38, the Buccaneers took the win. In other basketball action, boys basketball, Wausau West over Lakeland, 89-30. Phillips over Washburn, 67-38. Ladysmith beat Ashland, 73-52. Crandon beat Tomahawk, 72-53. Girls basketball action, Prentice beat Shawamigan. That was the game I just mentioned, 54-38. Mellon beat Drummond, 64-46. And finally, Phillips beat Athens, 70-43. We'll catch bottom of the hour sports or sports twice an hour every hour throughout the morning show, along with checks of the weather. We just had one a little bit ago. So let's dive into a little bit of country music. I've printed off the news for the day. I got to watch out, though, because in previous times I've done this, I usually accidentally print all the bad news. And I'm seeing a lot of plane crash, DEI, Dwayne Wade has cancer. Yep, found all the bad news again. I'm going to go print all the weird, funny news and the stuff that you're not going to hear at the top and bottom of the hour. I may touch on some of that, mostly just to express my confusion, if anything. But for right now, let's take a look at what's coming up next. Looks like Travis Tritt, Morgan Wallen, and Clint Black. We've got the Kurtz Sport Shop Fishing Report coming up, too, right after that. So let's give you three in a row, followed by a bottom of the hour news, sports, weather, and fishing update here on 98Q.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning, and it's a good one.
98Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Every day be just this good. it's lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
I just wanna love somebody. I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart. I just wanna love somebody. with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Clint Black, Better Man, here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson in the 98Q studios covering for Joel today. Gave you three in a row there from Better Man, Clint Black. We had Morgan Wallen with Love Somebody, and It's a Great Day to Be Alive from Travis Tritt. Taking a look at the news, I found one that wasn't too weird. The other ones, apparently, I might have woken up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. The other, I read the rest of the news and I thought, oh man. So I'm gonna look up some silly business and we'll talk nonsense today, because that is probably a much better idea. But I did find a piece about a flood museum in Pennsylvania, dedicated to this flood in 1889 that wiped out a particular town. It's half museum, half memorial, currently closed, and I'm guessing you can probably figure out they're closed due to flooding. They had a pipe break on the third floor, flooding the building, causing extensive damage. Didn't destroy any of the exhibits, but they have, it's the Johnston Flood Museum. I believe that's in Johnston, Pennsylvania. But the flood was in 1889. The museum was built in the 1900s, and it's currently closed due to flooding. The irony is real. So I guess I can't completely resist. I have to admit that there is a level of confusion, because there's this thing that I've kept noticing. It's the tariff thing. And I know, but there's just this thing that keeps happening, that this phrase that I keep seeing, that I wonder, because the phrase is tariff on China. There's apparently a lot of tariffs going to go into effect probably tomorrow regarding imports from Canada and Mexico. But President Trump was talking about tariffs on imports from China the other day, yesterday actually. But his direct quote, he was talking about China sending fentanyl into the country. Of course, very, very serious situation, a lot of overdose deaths, a lot of addiction issues. But the specific quote was, so China is going to end up paying a tariff also for that, and we're in the process of doing that. And I just, that is fundamentally not the process of a tariff. The country, like if we place, like tomorrow it's Canada and Mexico, that means that American importers will pay an additional tax, which is the tariff, on imports from those countries. At no point does Canada or Mexico actually pay anything unless there's some other deal being worked out by which they give us money for something, which has not been announced, is clearly not part of it. Same thing with China. There's no deal where they're paying any sort of compensation for sending fentanyl or anything like that. I don't believe China has officially announced or admitted to doing that or anything of the sort. So I just, I get the possible idea, 100%. If you put a tariff on imports from a country, then American use, everybody, importers, buyers are less likely to buy those goods and therefore import them, which is basically a penalty on that country, but they're not paying the tariff. American companies, and usually the buyer is, because that's the kind of stuff that just gets handed down. So maybe I'm missing something. I think that must be the case, because that phrase keeps popping up. The idea that the country is going to pay the tariff. The country that pays the tariff is the country that places the tariff. That means we pay more. That's why, like, specifically the Canadian and Mexican tariffs, it hasn't been announced whether those will include oil and gas, because that would directly mean fuel prices rise for us. It's the people who buy who pay the tariff, not the people who sell. I mean, I guess that would be awesome, though, if we could force them to agree to drop their prices. That's just, at that point, just do that to everybody, just like a forced price drop. I'm sure that would probably completely tip over the whole everything somehow in some way that only economists understand. But that's my maybe, you know what? I'm going to have another cup of coffee, re-examine the news. And if I still don't understand it, I'm going to put it through the shredder and I'm going to stick to football. I think that might be the good way to go. I do have an update from ABC News and local news coming right up, as well as a sports update from our own Mike Clemens. The Packers seem to have sorted out who's going where on the staff. Hopefully that means good things. The pass rush was abysmal this last year, at least compared to the rest of the team. They're kind of middle of the pack for the league, but it was pretty ugly most of the time. We're keeping our defensive coordinator. We've got some additions, some losses, some staff being hired elsewhere. So I'm sure Mike Clemens will mention that. We've also got your Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Still going to be some decent ice out there, though I'm sure it's going to be a little slushy on top with the warmth we had yesterday. Hopefully we'll get a refreeze. There's also a check of the weather, so find out what you can expect regarding what'll happen with that slush. Coming up next here on 98Q, along with a couple pieces of country music before you hear from me again.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions persist about what happened in the minutes before that Army helicopter collided with a regional jet near Reagan National Airport this week. The NTSB says it will release a preliminary report on the crash within 30 days. One issue, air traffic control staffing at the time of the crash and whether there were enough people on the job. We're also learning more about some of the 67 victims.
Among those killed, at least 14 people returning from an elite figure skating camp, including 13-year-old Gina Han flying with her mom, while 12-year-old skater and cancer survivor Brielle Beyer was with her mom, Justina. Brielle's dad and brother were waiting for them on the ground. The loss of life devastating the tight-knit skating community.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Conspiracy theories about vaccines, secret meetings with dictators, and enemies list. Those topics all brought up during confirmation hearings for three of President Trump's cabinet nominees Thursday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults, most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In local sports action, Lakeland Hockey took the win over Rhinelander 8-0 last night. Boys basketball, Wausau West over Lakeland 89-30. Phillips over Washburn 67-38. Ladysmith over Ashland 73-52. Crandon beat Tomahawk 72-53. Girls basketball action, we had Prentice at Shawamigan over on Trail Mix 103.1 last night. Should be archiving that soon. You can listen to the Buccaneers take the win over Shawamigan, 54-38. Mellon also won over Drummond, 64-46. And Phillips took the win over Athens, 70-43. Double special extra shout-out to Phillips yesterday, both the boys and girls teams taking the win in basketball action there. Let's get to the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved in to build our ice base. A couple light dustings of snow have all but blown off with the recent winds. Creepers are a must. Our local emergency room reportedly had 90 cases of people falling and being hurt in one day. Be very cautious. Fishing took a bit of a dip from the previous weekend, but not surprisingly. Last weekend was a new moon period, plus the very warm temperatures, followed by cold sub-zero plus wind has thinned out the ice crowd for the time being. Crappie fishing has been very good to good, been best over basins of 18 to 23 feet. The roaming schools have been taking waxies on rattling castmasters and Tika Flash. Minnows on tip downs, tough in single digit weather, but lots of catches reporting 9 to 11 inch eaters with slabs to 14 and a half. Some crappies have been found in weeds mixed with the gills, but these fish seem to be reluctant to bite. Fishing has been best on tiny jigs numbered 12 to number 10, tipped with pink and bubblegum plastics. Walleye fishing has been good to fair. Action has slowed and reports of light biters picking up tip-up baits, moving a bit, then dropping, is a sign that smaller bait, such as small shiners, smaller suckers, or large fatheads on number 12 trebles would be a better setup. But despite that, still some very nice walleyes have been caught. The cold snap may have had a lot to do with the recent reluctance. With ice thickness reports of 10 to 13 inches and building, the lakes are booming. This coming weekend should provide even better access. Snowmobiles, ATVs, and UTVs are fine, and we should have safe truck travel once lakes reach 14 to 15 inches of ice. There's little snow in the forecast and mild temps for the 20s for the weekend. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
And I'm just realizing, I'm pretty sure that that is actually last week's. Let me see if I can find the updated version of that for you. My apologies there. I thought I got that taken care of, but that is my direct responsibility. So let me see if I can get that updated fishing report for you. Here is a, we'll get a report on the weather.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 13. On Saturday, look for some snow to develop, mainly after the lunch hour. High temperatures in the mid-20s. Total of 1 to 3 inches possible by Saturday night. Right now, it's 14 degrees.
I found it. Here we go. We're going to get this. No, not that one. This one.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Following last week's frigid blast, ice conditions have improved to some of the best ice we've seen in several years. There's reports of 20 to 27 inch ice or more on almost all lakes. Trout and fence have about 16. The little snow cover means travel is excellent. We've had to deal with wind the past 4 days, making it feel colder than it is. On top of that, fish have been finicky at times. Crappie fishing has been good to very good. When you're at the right place at the right time, basin crappies are putting the feed bag on. Pinhead jigs, rattling castmasters, and tika flashes dressed with waxies and fished 4 to 8 feet off the bottom in 18 to 28 feet of water this past weekend scored very well when the bite was on. At other times, crappies did a lot of window shopping, which is very frustrating. Weed crappies are still being caught, but not in the numbers of the open water fishing. Northern pike has been good with big baits, shiners, and suckers producing on bladed tip-up rigs. While weeds have been the typical placement, some larger pike, 30 to 35 inches, are coming from mud flats in 15 to 18 feet of water where small perch are cruising. Walleye fishing has been fair to good. The bite windows are critical as early morning and again after dark has been best. If you can find, wild golden shiners just seem to have the it factor. They've been outproducing suckers and pond-raised shiners head-to-head. Jigging wraps in sizes 5 to 7 also produced for this past weekend when walleyes turned on during those feed windows. Combining a new moon period with some warming temps should be a great combination for anglers. Another 1 to 2 inches of snowfall to cover our tracks, but not enough to affect travel. Looks like another good week. Check our Facebook page for upcoming ice fishing tournaments, current sales, or the latest fishing report. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Good luck and have fun out there.
Much better. That was what I was hoping to hear. We get updates every week from Kurt over there at Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. They're so kind as to, Kurt writes up that fishing report. You can actually find it in several written publications, notably the Chicago Sun-Times. Kurt kind enough to provide a written version, usually from someone on his crew over there at the sports shop in Minocqua. Stop down there anytime for quality bait, boots, gloves. They stock the real good stuff too, by the way, like Fish Monkey hunting and fishing gloves and boots from brands like Lacrosse, Muck, Corkers, all the good stuff over there at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. If you're east of here, you ought to be at Kurtz. I've got three songs in a row for you. Little Rascal Flatts, a little bit of Luke Combs, a little bit of Kenny Chesney, and then we'll hear from Focus on the Family right after that, coming up soon on 98Q Country.
98Q Country. In a 4x4 by you. I'ma take the high road. Maybe get slow. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you.
day over fast cars and freedom. That song set a river back, first time feeling. Yeah. I see a dust trail following over and over. Baby blue eyes, your head on my shoulder.
I've had a large amount pass, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar and long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Focus on the Family, coming up in just a couple minutes here after Somewhere With You. Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country.
If you're going out with someone new, I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on, said pick me up,
3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you, like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on the carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, and made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said, pick me at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you, somewhere with you, somewhere.
Kenny Chesney, somewhere with you, 98Q Country. We're about to get to Focus on the Family in just a second. You might have heard Mike Clemens mention the Packers linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli hired off, or at least was leaving the Packers. What Mike may not have mentioned is that he's being he's hired as the Jaguars defensive coordinator. So we'll catch a sports update, top of the hour news, weather, and sports every hour here on 98Q Country. But it is so weird seeing people from the Packers defensive staff getting hired. That's just strange. It's also sad to see him go because our linebackers, especially rookie Edge Cooper, was looking really great last year. Let's get to Focus on the Family, though. A couple words from sponsors, top of the hour news, weather, and sports right after.
98Q Country.
Who doesn't love a good old-fashioned roller coaster? Probably American Richard Rodriguez, who holds the Guinness Book of World Records for riding a roller coaster for an astonishing 112 days. Just about everybody who's made an attempt at that record will tell you it's an achievement of endurance, not one of enjoyment. A roller coaster's wild dips and corkscrews are designed to create excitement, and the rider loses that thrill when you're subjected to them over and over again. An endless roller coaster ride isn't much fun when it's a marriage either, and for the same reasons. You may have believed that the excitement you and your spouse enjoyed when you were dating would never fade. You were probably enthusiastic and full of anticipation about what lay ahead as a couple. But the feelings eventually faded, didn't they? I know they did because the same thing happens to all of us. Routines can make life easier to manage, but routines can become ruts. Before you know it, every day of your marriage starts to look like every other day. The same thing over and over again. It's no wonder couples get bored with each other. The good news is, it's never too late to infuse a little life into your marriage. Do some different activities, visit new places, rediscover your marriage, and rekindle the excitement you had when everything was new. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling in